PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book. Reading rainbow, I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. Reading rainbow, I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book.
This may look like an ordinary park, but it's really a very special and unusual place. It's called Discovery Park, and it's the only spot in the universe where you can actually meet inventors from different times in history. You never know who may pop up. Oh, look! There's an inventor from the Stone Age now. Let's go talk to him. Well, hello there, Ms.
Glug.
Glug?
Glug. The name is... Glug. I was just in the middle of inventing the bowl.
Why don't you tell us how you came up with the idea for the bowl?
I got tired of holding everything all day long, especially soup. You ever hold hot soup in your hands?
Not on purpose.
Well, bowl, good. Spoon, good. Rock soup. Want some?
No, I'm fine. Thank you. You were telling us about your idea for the bowl.
Oh, my whole family has good ideas. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of cooking?
Sure.
My Aunt Ugg thought of that. That was the same day my Uncle Ugg invented the spear. My cousin Bernie figured out how to make fire with sticks. And my sister invented clothes. That was a big day.
Well, it seems as though your whole family is very inventive.
Yeah. Except my brother, Duh. This is what he came up with.
Wow! Your brother invented this? Well, the man's a genius. This is the wheel.
Wheel? Nah. It's only a nut crusher. It works. But we never eat nuts.
No. Don't you understand? There's another use for this. Well, okay. Say you wanted to roll something.
Another use?
Yes!
Maybe you're right.
Of course!
It could be a...
Yes?
Bug flattener!
Sorry.
You want it?
No, thanks.
Good.
No, see, listen, it's round. It's got a hole.
Round?
Yes.
Hole?
Of course.
Donut!
No!
Not good.
Listen, you could attach it to a wagon with an axle.
Yes! I've got it!
I can't believe it. I'm actually watching the invention of the wheel.
I could toss it in the air.
And?
I could call it Frisbee!
Frisbee? Well, as you can see, sometimes an invention gets designed for one purpose, but used for another. And sometimes when an inventor comes up with an idea, no one appreciates how great it is. Well, that's exactly what happens to a young man named Alistair in this book called Alistair's Time Machine.
Alistair's Time Machine. By Marilyn Sadler. Illustrated by Roger Bolin. Read by Arnold Stang. Alistair Griddle was a boy of science. He collected slimy things in jars. There was nothing he enjoyed more than watching cells divide.
How perfect.
And he knew the Milky Way like the back of his hand. So when Alistair decided to enter Twickadilly's second annual science competition, everyone was certain he would win first place. Alistair considered many different projects before deciding on a time machine. Let's see, if the square root of the hypotenuse equals p minus 27, the time machine was easier to build than Alistair expected. When Alistair finished his time machine, he decided to test it. He told his mother not to expect him for lunch. Alistair did not want to go too far back in time, so he set his time machine for the day before yesterday. Then he pushed the button. Alistair's time machine did not take him to the day before yesterday. It took him somewhat farther back in time.
To King Arthur!
Alistair had lunch with some knights at a round table.
Take thee a meatball?
No, thank you. After lunch, Alistair decided to take his time machine home. Uh-oh. Alistair's time machine did not take him home. It took him to a royal ball at a palace in France.
Le garçon, il est très, très charmant.
Bonjour. It took him out to sea on a pirate ship. Hello, mates.
Hoist the Jolly Roger.
It took him to an arena in Rome. On guard! It even took him to a campsite where some cave people were trying to start a fire. Alistair was not in the mood to teach the cave people how to start a fire, so he set out for home again. Alistair was just about to travel through time when all of a sudden, some stampeding woolly mammoths came charging out of the brush. Alistair did not want the cave people to be trampled, so he turned his time machine on the woolly mammoths. The woolly mammoths disappeared into time. Alistair hoped he had not sent them to the palace in France. The cave people had never seen anything like it. They asked Alistair to sit for some cave paintings. Alistair said goodbye to the cave people.
Ugh, ugh. Bye-bye.
Then he tried once more to go home. This time, he was delighted to find himself back home in his basement. His time machine worked after all.
Perfect.
Alistair did not want to be late for the science competition, so he left right away. Alistair could tell that the judges liked Hector Doughty's model of the solar system. When Hector pushed a button, all of the planets turned around the sun. The judges thought Alistair's time machine was quite clever. But when Alistair pushed the button to take the judges through time, nothing happened. The judges did not think that Alistair's time machine worked. So they gave the first place ribbon to Hector Doughty. Alistair thanked the judges for a most challenging science competition. Then he left for home. Alistair knew that his time machine worked, but how could he prove it? ¶¶
Alistair's time machine didn't work perfectly at first, but he didn't stop trying. He knew that inventing takes imagination and hard work, and he was determined to make his dream come true. How about you? If you could invent anything, what would it be?
A pocket-sized time machine that would dress you in the latest fashion.
An automatic dog walker.
I would invent a car that can turn into, it could fly, it can go underwater as a submarine that's what, like tiny, so I could just fit in it.
A machine that'll wash my hair for me.
A machine that could clean up my room.
Shoes that where you could walk on the walls and you could hang upside down without even falling.
Remote control for a baseball so I can strike everyone out.
Some kind of technology that make kids in charge of the world.
An alarm clock that would shoot out a cuckoo bird that would tap me on the head, wake me up, set an alarm off, and bring me breakfast.
A beret in your hair that if you think something in your mind, the beret will feel what you're thinking and make it come true.
You know, just because an invention is a good idea doesn't mean that it'll catch on. And even if it works, that's no guarantee that people will actually use it. For instance, here are a couple of wild inventions, I'm sorry to say, that never really made it.
Inventions that never really made it. It flies through the air and takes off when it lands. It's an amphibian. Just wheel away the wings, remove the propeller, and presto, you have a cozy convertible complete with all the comforts of a luxury car. It can fly through traffic. If only it could sprout wings to get out of traffic. Tired of being squirted? Try the grapefruit mask. On a hot day, keep a cool head with this Rotomatic hat fan. Now you can have air conditioning indoors and out with curlicue tubes that connect to bellows on your feet. When you walk, you pump air up into the suit. Here's a friendly way to make sure your best pal never leaves your side. It's a new kind of bicycle built for two. All aboard, and you're on your way. You've heard of a rocking chair. Well, here's a walking chair. Who says kids can't drive? Taking a trip is easy with the eight-legged octopede. And no arguing about who gets the window. If you fall and get muddy, just take yourself to the sensational new no-nonsense cleaners. Follow the crowd into the cleaning tank. And you'll be truly dry cleaned the minute you leave the tank. For the camper who likes all the comforts of home, here's a do-it-yourself car that comes equipped with everything, including the kitchen sink. Car in a tight squeeze? Just turn a lever and sidestep the problem with this amazing feature. The spare tire will drive you out sideways. Here's a truck that lets nothing get in its way. It's an amphibious submersible. The driver, of course, needs some scuba gear. But the truck itself only needs the driver and maybe some windshield wipers. Meet Arthur, a friendly robot who's glad to lend a helping hand and do some chores around the house. But watch out, Arthur likes to play practical jokes. The push-button nursery. The tots are dropped off right at their cribs. And with the touch of a button, lunch is served. Mmm, good. And what about a diaper change? Lift off. Break out of that tiresome morning routine. Start your day with a healthy breakfast you can make without ever leaving your bed. In the mood for coffee? How about some eggs? Two, please. Don't forget to make the bed. And don't go anywhere without slipping into a pair of pants. Grab any accessories you might need and straighten up before taking off for the day. What will they think of next?
Wow! This is Mr. Thomas Edison, one of the greatest inventors of all time. Excuse me, Mr. Edison, could you show us some of your inventions, please?
You mind helping me there? Thank you. Now,
I think we should get some light. He's actually about to invent the light bulb. Oh! It's working! It's working! It's working! Congratulations, Mr. Edison! You've done it!
Thank you, thank you. Now, what do you think of this?
Well, that's brilliant. That's the first record player.
Well, it's a record player, yeah, but it's more. It's much more than that. You see, when I put this on my shoulder, it becomes a high-decibel stereophonic sense-around experience, you know.
Well, you mean a boombox.
Yeah, I'm wearing clean socks.
No, a boombox.
Uh-huh. Or if you'd prefer, would you mind holding that? It's an ambulatory audiophonic listening device to be used while strolling.
You mean a Walkman?
What?
A Walkman!
No, it's a rap band. My name is Thomas Edison, ladies and gents, and I'm here to tell you I'm the man who invents. I'm a dreamer, I'm a schemer, I love to fool around. Just give me a gizmo and I'll turn it into sound. What do you think?
Well, I can see the potential.
Good. Well, that's not all. I have one more great idea. You can take the record off of the player and toss it into the air.
You mean a circular aerodynamic trajectoid disc?
No, it's a frisbee.
A frisbee?
A frisbee! Woo!
One of the best inventions ever was the book. A book lets you zoom through time and space, but don't bother packing. You can stay in one place. So, if you liked Alistair's Time Machine, then here are some other books that are great reading anytime, but you don't have to take my word for it.
I'm Rashima Shouse. I have a quiz for you. Do you know who invented reading glasses and the free library? If you don't, read The Many Lives of Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin was a pretty amazing guy. He was always thinking up new inventions, even when he was a kid. Like putting paddles on your hands and feet so you could swim faster. He even invented the first fire department. And most important, he led America to freedom. I like this book because you can look at the pictures and tell what it's all about. So, go to your local library and get the Many Lives of Benjamin Franklin. Remember, it's thanks to Ben Franklin that we have a library today.
Hi, I'm Melissa, and here's a book that shows you about what things look like in the past and what things look like today. It's called What Does It Do? And it's about inventions. This book has lots of pictures. Here's a picture of a camera. Do you know what it does? Here's what it looked like when it was first invented. It took 5 minutes to take a picture. That's a long time. In the olden days, the phone looked really weird. You couldn't call someone very far away. This bicycle doesn't look like my bicycle. I think I fall off riding that thing. Here's the clock. Sure looks different. Can you imagine telling time by a sundial? Some of the pictures are photographs, and others are drawings. Things sure were different a long time ago, but books will always stay the same. I think you should get this one and keep it forever.
Hey there, can you imagine traveling through time trying to find a guy named Waldo? Well, I'm Anthony Arrow, and I just did that in this book called Find Waldo Now. Waldo is a tiny little guy who travels through time. Each page takes him on a different adventure. Your job is to try and find Waldo, and it's not as easy as you think it would be. Hey, Waldo, where are you? There he is. Waldo meets cavemen, Egyptians, Vikings, cowboys, Aztecs, and you won't believe how many more. This is a fun way to discover neat things in history. And don't forget to look for Waldo in the future. I had a great time finding Waldo in this book. You can find Waldo by yourself or with a friend, but whatever you do, find Waldo now.
Well, we're supposed to meet one last inventor here, an inventor from the future, but I don't see anybody.
Psst! Here I am, LeVar.
Who said that?
Who do you think? Trees don't talk, do they?
Wow! I was looking for... Wait a minute. Are you...
Yes.
Yes what?
Yes, I'm from the future.
Now, how did you know I was going to say that?
I read your mind. I'm the only machine in the world that can read minds. And I'm pretty good at it, too.
Oh, yeah? Well, if that's true, then what am I thinking right now?
You're wondering who invented me. Well, I invented me. I am an invention that invents.
That's absolutely incredible. That's exactly what I was thinking. Say, what else can you do?
Press the red button.
The red button, huh? No, a storm. Why didn't I bring it?
Relax, LeVar. Press the orange button.
Okay. Wow! How did you make this umbrella appear?
Spontaneous umbrellization. My latest invention. But enough storm. Press the green button.
Green? Wow, thanks. Hey, what else can you do?
Well, press the yellow button. The teeny weeny one. Go ahead.
Teeny weeny one, huh? Hey, wait a minute.
Just kidding. Press the blue button.
Boy, you really can do some great stuff. Hey, what's your name?
I call myself Frisbee.
Frisbee, I should have known. Well, Frisbee, it's been great meeting you, but I really have to go.
Oh, please, stay for just a second. I have one more thing to show you.
Well, okay.
Oh, goody. Press the gold star, and good luck.
Gold star, huh? I don't know.
Go ahead. Inventing means taking a risk.
Well, I suppose that's true. To invent things, you do have to take chances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're right. I'm gonna do it. I will press that gold star button. get a little strange.
Whoa! This is great!
I'll see you next time.
Wait up, LeVar! Wait for me!
Today's Reading Rainbow books are Alastair's Time Machine by Marilyn Sadler, illustrated by Roger Bolin, published by Simon & Schuster Books for Young Readers. The Many Lives of Benjamin Franklin, written down and illustrated by Aliki, published by Simon & Schuster Books for Young Readers. What Does It Do? Inventions, Then and Now by Daniel Jacobs, published by Raintree Publishers. Find Waldo Now by Martin Hanford, published by Little Brown and Company.